What's your first name?
Anonymous.
Copa.
Copa. How was your 2014?
I don't look at reality in decades or years.
But you're young.
I know. I feel like I'm 14 billion years old.
You do?
As old as the universe.
Are you an old soul?
I feel like I'm as old as the universe is.
You believe in reincarnation?
Why not? I like the game, the whole, like, do you believe in God? And then someone says no, and then, well, then you have to ask, if you don't believe in God, is there anything else you don't believe in? Like, and then at the same time, someone can just manifest a verb or a noun. Like, right now I'm smoking a cigarette, I could say it's, well, I'm smoking it right now with my thumb and my, I'm creating a verb, it's called, verdanking. You know, do you believe in that? You know, it's like,
what do you believe in?
Well, I think the people that don't believe in God, I guess, is, you know, you can manifest anything, and that's kind of the problem, is that there's kind of an absence of God in a way, but...
So are you wrestling with those existential issues?
No, I'm all three. I'm an agnostic and atheist, and I believe in God, you know?
Are you optimistic about the year ahead?
Absolutely. I'm a definite optimist when it comes to anything and everything.
What do you want to get done in the year ahead that you didn't do in 2014?
Not that kind of person. I get everything done. I wish I could give you a concrete answer to any of your questions, but...
You're a little evasive.
Yeah.
That's okay, though.
You know, unfortunately, doomed to be mysterious.
What's your New Year's message to all our listeners on WFMU?
Be happy and enjoy your new year, as it were. I actually am excited about 2015. I think it's a special...
A good number?
I think it is the definitive future. Technically, in my opinion, 1960 was the future, but now we're really... 2015 is the modern future.
We have arrived.
We have arrived. We're here, I think, in
is it going to be good? There's a lot of bad news coming out of South.
Yeah, and that's what I'm excited about before. Besides September 11th, and, you know, I was too young for the other ones.
Is potential oblivion exciting in itself?
Absolutely. I think that's what we're here for, is to survive. I want to know what it feels like to hoard rations and use the word rations and pronounce it like rations instead of rations.
Do you feel like you might in your lifetime?
I hope. You know, like live in a, you know, in some sort of...
dystopian future that has arrived.
Which to say is a horrible thing, but...
If you embrace it ahead of time, it might not be so horrible.
Exactly. I am a unificationist. I try to unify the good. So even if it was bad...
Find the silver lining.
Yeah, you find the silver lining. Exactly.
Nice talking to you, man.
All right.
All the best in the year ahead.
Hey everybody, Clay Pigeon with you. Happy New Year from WFMU. Here's the Fab Four.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day?
I speak English and French and German.
You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together. What can I do? What can I be? When I'm with you, I want to stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave, and if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life?
Let's go, go, go.
Got to get you into my life.
What's your first name?
Nick.
Nick, you're here at the, what's it called, the Farmer's Market at Union Square?
Yep.
What are you selling today?
I'm selling duck.
Duck, how's that going?
It's going pretty well.
I tried duck recently. I didn't think I liked it, but it was really good. I thought it would be gamey.
Yeah, it's not so much, but some of them can be. There's lots of types of duck.
Where are you coming into town from?
I actually live here in town. I work at the markets for the duck farm. It's up in Hudson Valley.
How was your 2014?
Pretty good.
What made it good?
Well, I left my full-time job, and I've been doing about 5 different jobs.
What did you do before?
Worked in education.
In education as a teacher?
Working with teachers, doing professional development for teachers.
What made you get out?
Wanted to play with some different ideas, you know, develop some other skills to complement what I was already had on hand.
Was it hard to make that move, though? Were you a little tentative about it?
Yeah, but I was pretty burnt out, so that made it a little bit easier.
You seem pretty young to be burnt out. How old are you?
I'm 34.
Yeah, I guess that's the age where you kind of got to make a move.
I was burnt out with that. I'd been at that same job for about 8 years and put everything I had into it. So.
Are you happy you did it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Are you looking forward to 2015?
I sure am.
What are you looking forward to this year? What's going to be maybe a little different than the year past?
Well, I'm thinking that some of these projects that I've been working on this last year are going to come to fruition in a way that'll feel rewarding. So,
you have brothers and sisters?
I got 2 brothers.
Are they more traditionally established than you? Or are you the black sheep?
I'm not the black sheep, but yeah, they've got a single job, let's say.
What did they tell you over the holidays that you should do?
They're mostly just trying to understand what I'm doing, rather than telling me what to do. They generally, believe in me, although they're not necessarily able to understand my logic.
What about all the problems of the world? It just seems like that bad news is flying at us every day.
There's a lot of bad news, but there's also some hope, progress here.
Are you an optimistic guy?
I'm kind of a little bipolar on my optimism about the future.
Are you hopeful for the future of America?
Yeah, well, I think the U.S. is a very fortunate country. We've got the greatest natural resources and pretty solid institutions, and most Americans don't fully appreciate that.
What about income distribution? It seems like the rich are getting richer and the middle class is kind of getting kicked to the curb.
Yeah, I think climate change and inequality are probably the 2 biggest issues our world faces right now. I'm not exactly sure how we're going to tackle either.
What's your New Year's message to our listeners?
We'll keep on trying. Another year, we'll keep on improving and trying to figure things out.
Yeah. Appreciate your time, man. All the best.
All right, you too.
Let's go back to 1990 for this one. Talk Talk, the title track of the Talk Talk album on The Dusty Show.
Travel plans. I need to be in New York on Monday, LA on Tuesday, New York on Wednesday, LA on Thursday, New York on Friday. Got it?
Got it.
So you want to work here? What really makes you think you deserve a job here?
Well, sir, I think I like it. I'm good at figures and I have a sharp mind.
Excellent. Can you start on Monday?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Without hesitation.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard. Petey did a bang-up job. I'm putting you in charge of Pittsburgh.
Sure.
I know it's perfect, Petey. That's why I picked Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's perfect. Petey, may I call you Pete?
Call me Pete.
I got me a complication, and it's an only child. Consume my reputation, something more than one. I know it serves me right. But I can't sleep at night. To size.
Rose.
Rose, you're walking your little dog?
Yes.
Kind of a nice day in the park, a little cool, but not windy.
A little chilly, yeah.
What were you looking at? I saw you looking up. Was there a squirrel up there?
A little bird. Well, I don't know where it went, but there was a little finch up there.
You like nature?
Yeah.
Are you from New York City?
I am.
Originally?
Born and raised,
You've seen a lot of changes here over the years.
I certainly have.
How was your 2014?
It was challenging.
What were the challenges?
Good, but challenging. All kinds of personal, professional, lots of changes.
Seems like money here. It's hard to stay in Manhattan. It's so expensive.
That is a big challenge, yeah.
Are you optimistic about the year ahead?
I am.
What gives you that optimism?
It's either that or feel worse about things.
The flip side is, yeah. What do you want to do this year that you didn't do last year?
I'd say spend more time with friends.
Did you neglect them a little in 2014?
It's been busy. Yeah, friends and family I think I need to spend more time with.
What New Year's message would you send out to our listeners today?
Just be happy and be positive. Be grateful for what you do have, and don't take things too seriously. I think people get really caught up in, petty, annoyances, and it's easy to do that because it's a stressful place to live, it's a fast pace, there's not a lot of time, but if you really think about it, it's not that serious. A lot of the time, it's not that big of a deal.
Does your little dog help keep you happy?
He does. He's an angel.
What's his name?
That's Giuseppe.
And what kind of dog is he?
A Maltese mixed with something.
Well, I appreciate your time today. I wish you all the best in the year ahead.
Thank you.
Wishing you all the best in 2015. Happy New Year, everybody. Clay Pigeon with you on The Dusty Show. Let's go back to 1996 for this one. From David Bowie.
Oh boy.
This is Telling Lies. Stay with me,
girls are bound to meet to talk of stars and kings and feet through the chromosomes of space and time.
I think we might have ourselves an
oyster
site.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right for myself. Can't much complain.
You enjoying your life here in New York City?
I am.
Are you from here originally?
I'm not. I'm a recent transplant.
From?
I came here from Providence, Rhode Island.
Providence, Rhode Island. What made you come to New York?
It was just work. I got laid off from my place and wanted to find new work, found a place here that was hiring, and moved to the big city.
What are you doing now?
I'm working in video games. I'm an artist.
In what capacity? Designing the...
I just... special effects, mostly, but artwork for video games, yeah.
Pretty talented.
Well, I flatter myself such the case, but...
Now, you have a... and I hate to you know, talk about your appearance, but you
sure.
do have some really nice-looking purple and blue dyed hair.
Thank you kindly.
And I guess that reflects on your artistic nature.
I am in a profession that affords me a range of expression. That's a blessing and a privilege.
I asked someone else this earlier, and I guess I am, but are you the black sheep of your family?
Very much so. Absolutely very much
and
so.
And darn proud of it.
Yeah. I'm you know, just proud to be who I am, I suppose.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have one brother.
Is he more conservative?
He is, absolutely. Very much so.
What does he say to you?
Well, we haven't spoken in quite a while. He tends to repeat a lot of rhetoric. I love him in that familial sort of way, but I don't want to hang out with him.
Are your parents alive?
They are.
Are they together?
They are, but also very conservative. Don't want to have a thing to do with me.
Fox News conservative?
Oh, yes, very much so, yeah.
Do you suppose, though, at the same time they're proud of you?
I mean, there are elements of me that they're proud of. They're mostly just disappointed that
they
I didn't
think
turn out
you'll
the way
change
they
someday.
They would like me to. They hope that I will, but...
Are they Christian?
They are.
How about you?
No, I have no God.
Not at all?
Nope.
What happens when we die?
We decompose, you know? Our systems stop regenerating themselves, and yeah.
What's the last great book you read?
Bill Bryson's 1927, One Spectacular Summer, or Summer 1927, One Spectacular Year, but yeah, it's a book about the summer of 1927, and it's nonfiction. It's a really good book.
I imagine just before the Depression back then, there was a lot of income disparity like
we
have now.
Yeah, there absolutely was.
Do you pay attention to the issues of the day?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, I've been to a lot of the Ferguson protests, and like, yeah, I try to stay active with a lot of that.
Like me, were you disappointed? Of course we were all bummed when the guy shot the cops and then killed himself.
Sure.
It reflected really badly on the protesters, didn't it?
It's a stretch to connect the shooter with the protests.
But
like, there really isn't much of a connection.
A certain group of people would be anxious to do that.
Certainly. I mean, there are those who want to draw that connection, but there's just nothing there to make that connection. There's a difference between being against police brutality and being against police, which a lot of the protesters that I follow and coordinate with aren't explicitly anti-cop. They just want accountability.
If you could have anyone in the White House that you prefer, who would it be?
Oh, I would be too terrified to make the call. I am unqualified. I know enough to know that I would recuse myself from the decision-making process.
If you had a moment with President Obama, what would you say to him?
It's difficult, because his job is much more complicated than any of us know. I think that I would commend him for the positive steps that he's taken, and push for greater inclusivity. It sounds so milquetoast to just say, oh, we should love each other and sign bills that do that, but there's a lot about general accountability and empathy that, you know, I appreciate the steps he's made towards that and want more of that, so...
Was John Lennon in the right ballpark when he said, all you need is love?
I believe that love is very, very important, but love can also be misguided. I would put something else in there. I think that empathy is more important than love, but yeah.
What's your New Year's message to our listeners on WFMU?
Try to understand. Listen, I think, is the big, important message that I want people to understand, is to just listen.
Pleasure talking to you. All
Thank
the
you.
Best in
Thank
the year
much.
Ahead.
Likewise, you as well.
Where were you in 72 when the Edgar Winter Group had a big hit with this song? From the album They Only Come Out at Night, a Dan Hartman composition, this is Free Ride.
Sheska.
Sheska, I interrupted your moment of peace here in the park. You're finally sitting by yourself. I just noticed kind of a nice moon coming out over here.
It's really nice.
Are you excited about the year ahead?
Yes.
What makes you most excited?
That this one's over.
Really? Was 2014 a tough one for you?
Yes.
In what way? Do you mind sharing?
Emotionally, mentally, but I'm pretty sure 2015 is going to be better.
How did it weigh down on you emotionally?
Issues with my husband, but we're working through it.
Are you still together?
Yes.
Was it touch and go there for a while?
For a while.
You seem pretty young. I won't ask your age, of course, but how long have you been married?
5 years.
5 years. And you probably got married really young.
Yes.
Yeah. What makes you stay with it? So many people get divorced. It's so easy to do these days. Just love?
Definitely love. If there wasn't that, then there wouldn't.
You have kids?
No. Just knowing that things will get better. Staying positive.
What do you do?
I'm a student.
What are you studying to be?
That I do not know yet.
You don't know? I remember when I went away to college, I didn't know right away.
Yeah, it's rough.
You're trying to find yourself.
Yes.
What are your interests?
I like to read a lot.
What's the last great book you read?
I'm currently and really, really enjoying Cain by Jose Saramago.
And what is the gist of it?
It's a religious novel. But
are you a religious person?
No, but it's pretty interesting.
What's your New Year's message to all our listeners, Sheska?
Stay positive. It gets better if it's been rough, and if it's been good, keep going.
You love your life?
Yes.
I appreciate the time you've taken. All the best to you.
Thank you.
A brand new year, a brand new start, a new chance to get it right. I hope 2015 is a good year. You
said, how unusual for us to meet, cross paths. I said, we met but didn't cross. Instead, we'll now go parallel directions. And you said, yes. I could sail around the world on yes, even though I've been an islander most all my life.
Here's Rod McEwen from 1975. The album is Sleep Warm.
We live on islands.
Yes.
And that's at best. So as sailors, we know no the mainland. You run a lifetime, but one small lifetime is never enough. The siren, the Savior, compete for our favors, always singing
Marianne and Russ Johnson, the professor. The three of us go out like three times a year and do personal appearances.
You do.
We sit there and sign autographs for the fans, and it's fun.
We live on islands uncharted places. Forgotten countries, forgotten faces. The sunlight, the moonlight tries to make everything all right. Listen.
Thirsty, without provisions, with little hope of survival, I set out to survey my fate. No other land in sight. I was on an island, environed by the sea.
We live on islands.
What's your first name?
Alyssa.
Yeah. Alyssa, we're here in Union Square Park. Just a calm moment for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you do?
I'm a cook.
You're a cook.
The oatmeal is ready. That will keep them nice and warm. Now sit down and drink your hot chocolate, and I want to see you eat everything on your plates.
You love cooking?
I do.
What do you love about cooking?
It's fun, it's creative.
My wife loves to cook.
Yeah.
Me not so much, but I hope to get better. How did 2014 treat you?
It was good, it was hard, but it was good.
What was hard about it?
Working and going to school.
Just trying to pay the bills.
Pay the bills, yeah.
Yeah. Are you optimistic about the year ahead?
Yes.
What do you want to do this year that you didn't do last year?
Learn from past mistakes and...
What did you do wrong?
There's a lot of little things.
Life things or professional things?
Professional things. Professional things. Like, could have cared more.
Cared more about your job? Were you too distracted?
I think so, yeah.
Seems like it would be easy to do, though, when you're going to school and you're young.
Yeah.
What's your long-range goal as a cook? Do you want to stay in the, is it culinary, culinary?
Culinary.
Culinary. What,
I guess it depends on where you're from.
What's your New Year's message to everybody in our audience?
Just do the things that make you happy.
Are you optimistic about the future of America?
I'm trying to be. Yeah.
What makes it hard?
Things you see, things that have happened.
What issue bothers you most right now?
Probably the racism.
Is it real?
It's definitely real.
Yeah. Did you follow the protests?
I did go.
The shooting of the police officers. Mm. What did you think about that?
I don't have the words for it. It was crazy.
We were all sad that the cops got
sad,
shot.
Yeah. Definitely not a solution to the problem.
Were you sympathetic to the protesters?
Yeah.
Do you think it can change? Is it just a slow thing?
I think it can change, but people have to want to.
I appreciate your time. All the best.
You too. Thank you so much.
A very large number, perhaps in the thousands, a number of police officers turning their backs on the mayor. Just in front of us here, there's a sign that says, God bless the NYPD, and just below it, another sign attached that says, Dump de Blasio. All of this happening in a very fractious and difficult time for the city.
The sun shines, people forget. Forget. The snow packs at the ski tracks. People forget. Forget they're hiding behind an Eminence front. Eminence front to put on. It's an Eminence. Forget they're hiding the news slows. People forget the shares crash and hopes are dashed. People forget, forget they're hiding behind an evidence front. An evidence front, it's a put on.
What's your first name?
Michael.
You said you'd be happy to answer a question for WFMU.
Yes, I would indeed.
So you've heard of the station?
I have.
Are you an active listener?
I'm a friend of Tom.
A friend of Tom Sharpling.
Yeah, I'm missing Tom.
Have you heard his new show?
I have, yeah.
I haven't been able to check it out. Is it similar to what he did on FMU?
It's promising, yeah.
Is Worcester on there?
Worcester has made appearances thus far.
And Philly Boy Roy and the whole crew?
I don't recall if Philly Boy Roy has been on yet, but I'm sure it's only a matter of time. I know that we had, what's his name, from the Shout Network on the first installment. I haven't had a chance to listen to the second one yet.
How was your 2014?
2014 was a time of great upheaval with job changes and apartment changes and a new child, and so it's been a wacky year.
Job change voluntary, or were you let go?
I was let go. Yeah, I was laid off.
Was it a shocker, or did you see it coming?
It was a shocker. It probably shouldn't have been in retrospect. The company
Looking
I
back.
Work for is circling the drain as we speak now. But
what did you do broadly?
Internet advertising.
Do you like it?
I tolerate it.
Did you get a new job?
I did.
And in the same field?
In the same field for a much more pleasant organization.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So was it hard to find a job, or did it just fall into your hands?
It took some time, but eventually it kind of fell into my hands, yeah.
Are you married?
I am.
And you have a child?
I have two children.
Do you think you'll have more?
No, I don't. I really don't. I daren't.
How did parenthood change you as a person?
I would say that parenthood has made me reconsider the priorities that I had, the sense that life was sort of an elaborate plate-spinning act that just needed to be maintained. I have more plates to spin and more plates to balance.
Do you like it, though?
And I do, yeah.
Are you optimistic about the year ahead?
Yeah, I'm excited about the upcoming year. For me, personally, I mean, I think there's a lot of odd and ominous things sort of in the culture at large that are more worrisome, but...
Are you optimistic about the future of America?
That's a tougher one. I can't say that I am. I feel like we're in sort of a post-imperial decline or something that's happening here.
Is it the income disparity?
It's the income disparity. It's the regression of any progress that had been made in terms of racial relations, I think. And frankly, I think it's the dumbing down of the culture. Can't be helping.
Do you think that dumbing down is intentional?
I think it's useful.
For manipulation of people?
Yeah.
Do you still love the country?
I do. Yeah, and I've lived in other countries, and I choose to live here. And I do love the country, but it's kind of like that dotty aunt who is maybe starting to slip a little bit, and you're like, oh, boy, you used to be a lot of fun, and now I'm too.
Do you worry about your kids growing up in the world today?
Well, I try not to think about it too much because it would keep me up at night. I think the challenges that they're going to face are going to be very different from the challenges that I faced and am facing now.
I suppose at the same time, they won't have the reference points that we do, so they'll just be used to the world as
well,
it is
sure.
now.
Well, all right. I mean, it's the boiling frog, right? Where, yeah, exactly. So I don't know if that's encouraging to me or not exactly.
What's your New Year's message to our listeners on FMU?
Ah, boy. For 2015, just do you. Do you. Keep it weird. Keep it yourself. Yeah.
Thanks for your time, man. All the best.
Absolutely. And to you as well.
Check out Steve Gadd on the drums from Steely Dan's Asia. Steve Gadd.
the Beastie Boys on the Dusty Show with Sabotage. How was your 2014?
Nice.
Nice in what way?
Work was fine. No health problem.
No health problem?
No, enough money to eat.
So you just really need the basics to be a happy person.
Yes.
Are you looking forward to the year ahead?
Yes, but, you know, I think 2015 will be interesting.
In what way?
I hope there will be more peace in the world, because actually the world is kind of messed up.
Where are you from?
France.
From France. Do you see a lot of the same social issues in France as here in the United States? Is there racism or...
For what I know, it's getting very bad about racism and all the stuff.
Why are we seeing it again? It seems like we were turning a corner here in the United States and now we see all this unrest.
I don't know. In the U.S., it's could be a difficult situation. And I hope it will get better.
Are you optimistic about the future?
Yes.
What keeps you optimistic, even with all the bad news we hear every day?
Because if you don't keep optimistic, there's no future. And if you believe in the future, you'll be optimistic.
Do you like the USA?
Yes, that's why I'm here.
What do you like about it?
Freedom of speech, open mind, the way you can work. And I like it, it's nice.
You want to spend the rest of your life in the United States?
If I can, yes. I wish to stay.
Are you a citizen now?
I have a green card. As long as, you know, I work and I have enough money to eat and pay my rent, my health insurance, I think it will be fine. But it's not easier also in Europe, so...
What's your holiday message, a New Year's message for our listeners today?
Everybody deserves to be happy, and I think we should stop all this war. It's just, you know, killing people doesn't solve anything. I think we better communication would be great instead of war all over.
Do you like President Obama?
I think it's not easy to be a president. It's not an easy job. So, you know, sometimes you can like it, sometimes you don't like it. You'll never find somebody...
Could you give a New Year's message to our listeners in France, en français? Is that how
yeah.
you say it?
Yeah. Do you want me to say in French?
Yeah.
Restez positif. Le futur est beau. Voilà. Keep optimistic. The future will be great.
Thanks for your time, man. All the best to you.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Here's Earth, Wind, and Fire on the Dusty Show. Can't hide love. You're about 20 minutes away from Hardy White at the top of the hour and the whole TNP.
You want my love and you can't deny. You know it's true, but you try to hide. Yeah. You turn down love like it's really bad. Ow. You can't give what you never had. Yeah. You can't hide. I betcha. 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 Can't hide love. Can't hide love. Well, I betcha.
Dublin Death.
down with earth, wind, and fire on the dusty show, blowing it up in 3, 2, 1. How was your 2014?
Good.
It was good?
Yes.
What was good about it?
Family, being with family and friends.
Being with family?
And having a job.
You have a job? What do you do?
I work at Best Buy.
Oh, you work at Best Buy? Do you like it? Do they
yes.
treat you well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you looking for a job for a while, or?
No, I've been with them for 2 years.
You want to stay with them, or do you have a long-range goal or something you'd like to do?
I would like to stay with them, because I want to promote to be a supervisor, then a manager soon.
You want to move up the ladder at Best Buy?
Yes.
What was the most challenging part of the year?
My uncle and my grandmother passed away this year.
Both your uncle and your grandmother?
Yes. A month apart.
Uh-huh.
That was
was it a sudden kind of thing, or
yes.
had they been ill?
Yes. No, it was a sudden kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did you deal with it?
It was around family and friends. That's how I dealt with it. Mm-hmm.
Are you optimistic about the year ahead?
I am.
You got a funny look on your face.
Because I'm like, let's see what next year brings us.
You never know.
You never know. You never know. Because every day things change, but you just never know.
You have brothers and sisters?
I have 5 brothers and 1 sister.
And where are you in the pecking order?
I'm the 3rd, oldest.
Were you together over the
yes.
the holidays?
Yes.
It was nice to see.
We all live literally like across the street from each other. And then all 10 of our kids all together. They grow up together, so yeah.
What about America? Are you optimistic for the country's future?
I really don't watch the news like that because watching the news makes me nervous. So I really don't watch the news like that.
What's your New Year's message to all our listeners on WFMU?
Stop the fighting.
What's the fighting you see?
Cops against the regular people against cops, the war, you know, the country just fighting over everything. I just feel like we should all just get along and live
our life. Surprise you to see the racism rear its head again
mm-hmm.
in the United States?
Uh-huh. I think that we grew out of that, and I feel like it's just coming back again.
Did you have sympathy for the protesters in Ferguson
yes,
and here in New York
City?
Yes,
the way it went, yes.
So to speak to that a little bit, because I know you're talking about the policeman being shot, and none of us,
it
horrified everybody.
Nobody deserves to lose their life and then offer stupid things. Nobody deserves to lose their life.
Did it bother you to see the protesters blamed for it, though?
Yes. But everybody deals with loss their own way. So, I mean, there's nothing we can do. Everybody have their own opinion.
It's nice to see your optimism, and I wish you all the best in the year
Same
ahead.
Thanks to you.
Okay.
Have a great night.
You recognize this?
Whoa.
It's Ministry from their first album, With Sympathy. This is Effigy on The Dusty Show. Thanks for being with me. Happy New Year.
It's like 3 minutes long, is that right?
That's all right. Been working at a songwriting craft for a while.
Yeah,
I'm gonna come around. It's a little hard to reach you over here.
I write songs every day. That's all I do, man.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
Are you from New York City?
No, I'm from Philadelphia.
You migrated over here? You're just visiting?
Migrated.
Just had to come to New York?
Yeah.
Was it always a dream of yours?
Oh, yeah.
Who are your musical heroes?
Kurt Cobain, That's a hard question. I got a
probably
bunch.
Got so
I got
many.
Bunch, yeah.
I heard a little Neil Young in there.
Oh, Neil Young, yeah, of course.
Even a little Perry Farrell in the voice a little bit. Are you getting any breaks, or is that not what you're looking for? You just want to be able to write and play? And
I would love to get a break, but, you know, music, I just write music. That's what I do, you know what I mean? You know, I've been in bands that, you know, never came through, or I'd love to get a break. You know, it's my dream, man. You know, it's my dream, you know. But, you know, there's so much music out there. It's so hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that doesn't keep me from, you know, that's all I do. That's my life. It's just
you have to do it, whether or not you make money or not.
I care less about money.
Now, what about you? You have brothers and sisters?
I got two brothers and a sister.
Are they more conservative than you, or with the straight jobs more than you?
Oh, yeah. My older brother's not raging alcoholic, and my sister's a drug addict. But,
is it running the family?
Yeah.
You think you got the gene?
Yeah. You know, I'm a recovering drug addict. But my middle brother is a successful person, so one of the four got it right, you know what I mean?
But there's all kinds of ways to measure success.
I totally agree.
You're following your dream.
My dream, you know what my dream is? It's just to be able to play shows, man. I don't care about a big record or making a lot of money. I just want a band, and I want to be able to play shows and my own music, you know?
You got a roof over your head now?
Yeah.
Now, I'm a little older. I remember Philadelphia, you know, Hall & Oates and Cinderella and Britney Fox and the Hair Bands and all that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. There's a great band that is from Philly now. They're called Sheer Mag. And they're brilliant.
What was it about Cobain that connected with you and a lot of people your age?
Everything, man.
Could you feel his pain going on? Maybe something that you felt too?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. The first Nirvana song, the first note,
revelation.
Yeah, it was a revelation. It really was.
Did you like all those bands? Did you like Alice in Chains, Lane Staley,
I like Lane Staley. I like Alice in Chains a little bit, but nah, not so much. Nirvana is the biggest band, popular-wise, that I'm into. I listen to a lot of, you know, like indie rock bands, and you know, a lot of punk, too.
Are you optimistic about the year ahead? Brand new year coming up.
Yeah, Normally I would say no, but yeah, I am. I am optimistic.
What's the biggest problem you're facing right now? Honestly.
Probably my addiction to drugs.
Is it always in your face in this town?
It was always in my face in Philadelphia, and of course we're in New York City, but my friends that I hang around now are different people, so...
What's your poison? Your core addiction?
Heroin.
You got any clean time?
Yeah.
Are you still dibbing and dabbing?
I mean, I have clean time on Suboxone.
Sorry, I missed that.
Suboxone.
Is that like methadone or something?
It's like methadone. It's a different form. It's basically the same thing, but it's not as bad, I guess. But you still, you know, you could try and come on.
How old were you when you first tried it?
17, 18.
I remember back in the 90s, it was kind of chic for a while to, like, play around with heroin. What do you say to maybe a teenager now who's thinking, maybe I'll try that?
I don't know what I would say. I'd say follow your heart, but I'd say, you know, if you want to, like, be a dreamer, you know, that's going to take away your dream, you know? That's what took away my dream, you know what I mean? And it's not chic. That's what got me into it, you know? I thought it was cool, you know? All my idols did it. I'm being honest with you, you know what I mean?
I appreciate that, man.
Because it is chic now, because of all the prescription bills that kids get into, it's like another heroin epidemic, you know what I mean?
You're so young, man. You can still find your dream.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a good heart, I can tell. And a good damn songwriter too, man. I mean,
yeah, I could play 100 more, man. You know.
Well, just keep doing it. You go to some open mics. I think you should.
I should.
Go in and sign up and play your songs, man.
Yeah,
I should. And you'll meet some other people doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I should. I really need to. I mean, you know, I've been busy working a lot and stuff like that, but.
That monkey always chasing you around?
You know it is. The first time I did it, heroin, I knew that it was it. Obviously it was an addictive drug, but I had no idea what that means. Like, the feeling that means.
Well, I don't want to trigger you here or enable you. But looking back on it, when you first did it, you probably thought it was for fun, right?
Yeah.
But looking back on it, do you think it was also a painkiller for stuff that was going on in your life?
Yes, 100%.
You're a smart guy, you got a lot of empathy, you got a lot of talent, and I just want to encourage you to just try to walk the path, man, and follow your dream. You can do it.
I know I can. And you know what, I got a lot. The biggest thing for me is, you know, I have so much self-doubt, like, almost that it makes me handicapped to what I do. Normally a very, like, very shy person, and, like, I don't want to play songs, like, so let's, for instance, someone's like, oh, I'll play me a song, like, sometimes I get hesitant, because I don't want to be an asshole with acoustic guitar, that guy. You know what I mean? It's like, look at me, I'm the man. Like, I want my music to be genuine and be for real, you know?
That's what I felt when I watched you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
What's your New Year's message to our listeners today, man?
It's a brand new year, and, you know, stay close to the people you love. Don't hurt the people you love, because even though they'll stand by you when you hurt them, it's going to come back on you, because it's kind of in your heart. Might not. They're gonna keep loving you, but it's gonna tear you apart from the inside. So make sure the people that are close to you, make sure you let them know that everything's all right and that you love them and love yourself, mostly, you know.
It's good to be alive, man.
It is good to be alive. Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
All right.
Yeah.
forgot that I had my micro cassette in the pocket. I taped him a little. It's a bootleg.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks for listening to The Dusty Show. Happy New Year's, everybody. And stick around for Hardy White's Miracle Nutrition and the whole TNP coming up next. Until then, always remember.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you, as I take your hand and I say, come with me. And you say, well, where are we going? And I say, I can't tell you. And you say, well, either you tell me or you let go of my hand. And we just stand there then awkwardly for a few minutes, me holding your hand, until finally I say, I guess we could just hang out here. That's fine. Oh, bless you, friends. Happy New Year to you. Oh, it's a brand new year, and I want to introduce it to you. It's like a birth. I am standing here dressed as, you'll never guess what year I'm dressed as in a million years. I'm dressed as 5675. That's right. And you say, oh, well, you're wearing a diaper. I'm not wearing a diaper. They're white hot pants. I'm refereeing for the two old and the new year. So on my right is the infant 2015. Looks like a preemie. So tiny, one day old, just hours old, not even a whole 24 hours old. Look how little it is. It has little cloth mittens on its hands because its nails are long and it might scratch its face because it doesn't have that kind of motor control yet, and its nails are too tiny to clip. 2015. And we won't even remember that day. Oh, I don't know. I spent most of that day throwing up on really tiny 2015 day. So I hope by tonight, now it's the late at night. The next day, I hope you're okay. You're feeling a little better. You go, I feel great. There's nothing like getting over a hangover to bring you joy. So I never knew life could be this good. But you're really just back at baseline. You need that occasionally. I was reading about jazz heroin addicts. And they said occasionally I'd have to quit so I could go back to just doing $10 a day. Oh, friends, it's all relative. And you're my relative. You're my brothers and my sisters. Or maybe my cousins are half, but I don't know what y'all live with me. I don't know who you people are. But I don't mind sharing a place with you. And, oh, say, who's, is 2015 all right? Check on it. I'm checking on it. It's just right here. I'm rocking it, sleeping for the first time. Oh, look at it. It's all purple. Remember last night when it was covered with stuff? Now on my left is the year 1914. And it's last year. The old one, you say, no, that, I don't know, I think it was last century. Go, well, let's just hear me out. We're going to go with this one. Because I think a lot of the other stuff, it's too soon to get perspective on some of the things that just happened. But I feel like 100 years is just enough. Because most people are dead. I have an acquaintance who was alive then. Can you imagine that? She was born in, take out the 14, I don't know, 1906 or something. So in 1914, she was, take out 14, whatever, a child. But can you imagine trying to get somebody's bone? You have a 100-year-old relative say, oh, 1914, I'm not going to find this in the booklet in the gift shop at Cracker Barrel or something. I'm not going to find what, if you were born in 1914, what was the most popular Beatles song? It's not going to be in there. It's going to be something that didn't buy me a Bow Wow or one. So it's hard to shop for people that age because you just assume, actually, you assume they're going to die soon, many years before that. So I don't want to get Meemaw anything. She's 90. 15 years later, you're dead. And Meemaw's going, man, I wish I had saved. Oh, friends, look at it. On my 1914 also has a sash on it, but it's a skeleton. It's a skeletonized remains. It's not just that old man. It was last night. Oh, no. Especially this 1914 one's been around a long time. And it's not wearing a diaper. It's wearing some. I don't want to tell you because it's not authentic to the period. You say, oh, is it wearing a high-collared shirt like they did in 1914 or something? Or a newsboy cap? Or a straw boater? Hardy, is it on its desiccated skull? Is there a straw boater? That's the symbol of my crew. Isn't it? It's a skull with a straw boater on it. It's not. You say, well, crew? What kind of crew? I can't talk about it. It's okay, though. It's cool. We do cool things. It's a charity organization. The cool Cats Crew. No, it's not. Anyway. It's wearing a tracksuit. I know it's probably a corpse from the 1980s. But I'm saying it's the year 1914. And it's got a sash on. It's beautiful. Look at it. But it's been a while now since that year. See, my memory's fading from that year. I can hardly remember 1914. And just from my history books, I remember what? Swedish courtyard crisis is the only thing that pops into my head. What was that? Oh, history lesson. History lesson, history lesson. Hardy Watts, history lesson pages. Go on, sue me. So listen, 1914, the Swedish king, Gustav V, we would call him, or Gustav V. People call him sometime, be funny. People who have the middle initial V, people like to say something five. Like if you say it's Lewis V. Smith, we go Lewis V. Smith. People think that's clever. I do too. Gustav V standing there before the palace. And the people were deciding what to do with their renovation money. And he says, look at this. If we build our dream kitchen, we will have no money to fix up the courtyard. And it looks like dookie. And that's what people see when they come in. And that's how they're going to judge us. And so you got a bunch of farmers to line up and say, we will save, we will save. And the liberals got very angry. And he says, all right then, Dag Hammarskjöld's grandfather. Am I confusing you? You should have done the reading at home. Class is just a review. All right, put down your paper. I'm going to talk to you now. Put down your books. I'm sick of this. How am I going to teach you a teacher trick? So let's say you're lecturing and you get to a point and you go, oh, you know, I got nothing more. I think I'll just spontaneously scold the class. You know, if you're failing, like your lecture's failing, and you say, oh, everybody's bored. You go, that's it. If you think this is a joke, that's a great scene. And then they wake up and then you feel, I'm a more effective speaker. I realize it's emotional abuse, but boy, look at it. It's working. So, Father God, I don't mean to yell at you. Sometimes just cheap oratorical. I invent some words, and sometimes you hear me inventing them, and that sounds like, oh, it sounds like mumbling or getting it wrong. I'm just talking while I'm thinking, and sometimes I don't think in full words because I think abstractly. Do you do that ever? See, that was, you say, oh, that just sounded like noises. Mm-mm, all represented something in my mind. I saw either a color or a shape or some child's toy. Now, Gustav, this happened in 1914 and then also World War I. Now, I haven't looked at the wiki page, so a lot of this I'm just doing from memory. And others, and the suffragette / the Rugby Venus. So didn't you talk about that? Maybe you talked about 1914 last year. Maybe you're avoiding talking about 1915, my friend. I don't think so. I don't think that doesn't sound like me. I try not to avoid things. I try to take on challenges. I try to face them. I was in dream therapy for a long time. What's that? Is that therapy where they teach you how to control your dreams? No, I was going to therapy in my dreams. So, my therapist was the rhinoceros king from Babar.